We'll talk to you same time next week.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Hoot, hoot. It's 8 to 7 on ABC Radio Perth.
You're with Russ and Nadia on...
We've been asking you what your favourite school canteen food was, and we've been inspired by St. Norbert's College, which will this morning sell its 200,000th cheesy. This is a big day for the ladies in the canteen. Cindy McIntyre is the canteen manager. Good morning to you, Cindy.
Good morning.
Now, do you know roughly what time you will sell this cheesy today?
Look, it'll go off at recess today, so that's 10:50 today, and it'll just be a random student that picks the lucky one.
And what are they going to get for it, Cindy?
We're going to give them a $20 voucher to spend here at the cafe, so that's pretty exciting.
I love that you're calling it a cafe now, not a canteen.
Oh, yes.
See, it was a canteen in our day. We've all gone up market.
You're not serving the children coffee, are you?
No, we haven't gone that far, but certainly the humble cheesy is still there.
I'm so pleased it is, because it's brought back very fond memories for Nadia and I and a lot of people that we're listening to. Was it, when you went to school, was it a popular item?
Yeah, it certainly was. I was at Willerton High School a long time ago now, but, yeah, we certainly had them there.
Now, Cindy, how did you do the math? Like, what made you think about this and to work it out, just the fact that you're making 250 of these twice a week?
Yeah, look, to be honest, it was just a chat between the girls and I over a batch of cheesies, really. And so we sat down and worked out. Carmel's been here 10 years and Cheryl's been here 9. I'm 4. It just came about that it was coming up to the 200th. So we thought we'd make it something special.
Wow, so it's 30 trays of cheesies. That's 8 cheesies to a tray twice
Correct.
A week, 40
yep.
weeks a year, over 10 years.
That's it.
192,000.
Yeah, we hit
200,000
today.
Wow, this is exciting.
What makes your cheesies better than the rest, do you think, Cindy?
We mix it up. We've got lots of nice different toppings. So there's 5-odd different toppings and then the original plain cheesy. And we do have a nice pizza sauce underneath. So, the kids love them.
How much do you charge for a cheesy?
So a plain cheesy is just $1. And then the ones with the toppings are $1.50.
You do baked beans, spaghetti, vegetarian, Hammond, pineapple, Hammond cheese. I love it. Obviously, $1.50 for extra. A cheese is still the most popular thing you sell?
I would think so, yes. Kids tend to walk out with maybe more than they should, 2 or 3 at a time. So, yeah, they are super popular.
And what sort of bread do you use?
It's just a hamburger bun. So either you get the seeded top or you get the bottom.
And do you toast them first before you put the cheese on top?
No. So plain bread or the roll, sorry, with the sauce on top, grated cheese, grated tasty cheese, sorry, on the top, and then under the grill.
Under the grill. Now, do you do anything to your cheese? Because there's a bit of a secret to getting the cheese just right for a cheesy. There's another ingredient that you add, but I'm not sure if this is a little secret among canteen workers and I shouldn't be revealing it publicly, or should I be? Or should we keep it secret?
We don't do this, but I have heard that there are other methods.
Do you want to
go on? What's one you've heard?
Mix it in with milk is what
I
do.
Milk,
that's the key.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yes, it changes it. It just makes it better. It melts better. It's a little creamier. Try it.
I will.
It
indeed.
Works.
It might tip us over the edge.
You'll sell another 250
exactly.
a week.
I don't know if we'll survive.
It is. It's so nice to chat with you this morning, Cindy. We're very proud of you and your team there. We wish you the best of luck, and we can't wait to find out who it is that wins the prize.
Oh, bless, thank you. Yeah, I'm just ready to start making them, so here's for a good day.
Yeah, we've got a photo of you. We're going to put this online, and I think we might do a Facebook post as well, so you can keep on sharing your favourite school canteen foods. And thank you. Great to talk to you, Cindy. At Jollymont Primary, Summer Fridays, groundskeeper Mums.
We all have very fond memories.
memories of the school canteen and exactly how much food and what kind of foods that we ate at school.
Oh, delicious. All those treats that no one can have anymore.
Yes. Well, they can. Yeah. They can because they're doing it at St. Norbert's College.
Good on you, Norbies.
200,000th toasted cheesy. Oh, isn't that incredible? And they kept the stats. I love it. But they were doing a probably rough count. But
I think it was quite a rough count.
That's not bad at all. Yeah. It'd be funny if there was notches on the wall, 200,000 of them. We're going to catch up with the cafe manager there from St. Norbert's. Cindy, next up here with Claire Zibat and Kimber on Mix 94.5. Bit of Simple Minds this morning from a time when they were sitting in the Breakfast Club in school constantly. It is Claire Zibat and Kimber doing it for you this morning. That movie way back in the mid-80s with the Brat Pack. It's just gone 7:37. And we're talking about, well, we've been talking about school this morning, school canteens in particular.
For good reason, because we've been stuffing our faces.
Yeah, a bit of an anniversary there at St. Norbert's College because they've up to 200,000 of these cheese toasties.
That toasted cheese, and it's not just cheese. They've got spaghetti, they've got baked beans, you know, little bagel things.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm hungry.
The cafe manager at St. Norbert's College is Cindy McIntyre. Cindy, firstly, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Cindy. You are the person who's making the cheesies at the at St. Norbert's College, and that's a lot of cheesies. How many kids are buying these things?
There's a lot of kids. We've got 900 kids. We don't make that many, but it's 240 a day that we make.
Wow. So you're in the middle of preparation as we speak, Cindy. Oh.
Absolutely. Elbows deep in cheese.
Yeah. You're legends of Queen's Park. This is incredible. How did you work out the stats of 200,000?
Look, it was really just a chat over a batch of cheesies, really. We were just having a laugh and trying to work out how many there were. Carmel Glesser, who's been here for 10 years, did some maths.
Yep.
And at the time, we came out to about 190,000-odd, and that was some weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, and now we're at 200,000 today.
That's awesome. Cindy, we actually got some this morning. Our producer, Tom, made us some cheesies based on your recipe.
I love it.
Amazing.
How did they go?
We loved them.
Magnificent.
Oh, well done, Tom.
But, Cindy, I have to ask, is there, you know, like the 11 secret herbs and spices, is there a secret to a great cheesy?
I don't know. I'm going to say here's cheesy for you. A lot of love goes into our cheesies. There's a special sauce that we use. It's a pizza pasta sauce. Maybe that's what it is. And a good tasty shredded cheese.
Okay. Oh, so it's not just the cheese on bread and whacked it under a toaster. There's extra elements.
There's a bit more to it.
There's an element, yes.
Okay, so Cafe 135 is the name of the canteen there at the school, right? So
that's the one.
How many of these cheeses over the years were eaten by volunteer parents or by those paid to be making them?
Well, there may have been a few.
Everyone has to taste test, Cindy. Sprung. I see it in MasterChef all the time.
Exactly. Chef's prerogative.
Well, well done, Cindy. You know, feeding the next generations of leaders with cheesy white bread and a pizza sauce. Love it.
And I don't want the cheesy to go away, Cindy. It needs to stay because there's so many kids who can't eat, you know, peanuts, gluten, all of these things.
Absolutely.
So we want to keep some of the humble ones.
We agree. We'll keep doing it. We love it.
Hey, Cindy, here's to 300,000. Get back to work.
Thanks so much, guys.
Hey, thanks for your time. Cindy McIntyre there. Well, I love the name of the cafe. They've got the cafe name of their canteen.
Yes.
It's got a Cafe 135.
Trey Fancy.
Cindy and Cheryl and Carmel.
Thanks,
oh,
ladies.
I love them.
Cindy McIntyre there, the cafe manager at St. Norbert's College.
Also, that's Queen's a long Park. Time. They say they've been at the canteen for 10 years. That's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
She really should go home occasionally.
Mate, on Hit 92.9, you're listening to Heidi, Ava and Pete with Jersey Chance at 10 grand coming up with Alpha Bucks at 8 o'clock.
Download the podcast from the Hit app now. Hit 92.9.
Oh, they're not playing it.
From Mile High School. Yes. All right. Yes. Far out. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Cindy, do you want to sit in the bush chook chair?
It sounds interesting, that's for sure.
Doesn't it?
There you go.
It looks pretty cool too.
So Cindy is the canteen manager from St. Norbert College and wanted to get you on this morning because today's a pretty big day happening at the canteen there.
The massive day.
Okay, tell us. Reveal to us what's going on.
Okay, so we're reaching our 200th cheesy made by the ladies in the canteen here.
200,000 or 200?
200,000.
Yeah, I know,
it sounds crazy.
Wow, wait. 200,000 cheese. Now, do you guys know what a cheesy is?
No.
Oh, they're the best.
Now, this is your old high school.
This is my old high school in Queen's Park.
I'm thinking like a cheese toastie where it's like two pieces of bread, cheese in the middle, cheese in the griller.
No, so it's like half a bread roll. And then just dribbling with cheese on the top of it, stuck under the oven.
Like tasty cheese?
Yeah. What kind of cheese is it, Cindy?
Yeah, no, it's a tasty shredded cheese. Oh. And it's also a bit of a sneaky pizza pasta sauce underneath that.
That was the best part.
Right.
You get to the sauce and it was just... Mm. So 200,000. Now, how did you work out that you guys were going to pump out your 200,000th one today?
Look, it was just a chat with the ladies over a batch of cheesies, of course, and we just did the maths. Carmel's been here 10 years, Cheryl's 9, I'm coming up 4, and it just worked out. When we did it, about 192,000, I think, and then since then, we're coming up to 200,000.
That's insane.
And what happens, what happens to the person that gets the 200,000th cheesy?
Okay, so lucky student will be able to have get a voucher for the cafe here, so they'll have a $20 gift voucher so that they can come and buy some more cheesies or their lunch.
$20 at the high school canteen?
Yeah.
You'd buy everybody something.
How much are the cheesies?
Okay, you've got plain cheesies, they're $1.
Yeah.
And then ones with the special toppings on them, like bacon and cheese or Hawaiian.
Oh, what?
$1.50.
Did you say Hawaiian? I don't remember Hawaiian back in 2002.
We'll save you one.
Oh. Well, actually...
What happens if it's the 200,000th one?
Then I get to spend $20 at the high school canteen.
You better buy me a milkshake.
Actually, save me one. If we come down... Can we come down there this morning for play lunch?
That'd be awesome.
Play lunch?
Yeah. We haven't had recess in ages.
Neither.
Are you
absolutely
keen?
Absolutely, we'd love you. Yeah, definitely. We'd love to see you.
No, I'm only keen if I get one for free.
Oh. I'll buy you one.
I've got
my responsible service of like food handling as well. Oh, too.
Do you?
Chuck on some gloves.
I've got ice cream for you all.
Oh, and Peppy's going to need a hair net.
If you buy them all, how many have you got today, Cindy?
There's over 240 today.
Okay.
You buy them all.
Few extras.
Yeah.
You buy them all, I'll come down.
Peppy,
you don't buy them all, I'm off to get the throne.
Yeah, all right. I'll foot the bill for the cheesies today for the kids.
Oh.
Cindy?
The kids will love that.
Yeah. Cheesies.
Hey, Miss Hilton's still there at the school, yeah?
Miss Hilton's still here.
Okay, I've got to put 5 minutes aside to go and catch up with Miss Hilton.
We do the toasties first.
Yeah, toasties
first.
I remember last time we did Peppy a favour, he went off to daycare with his kids for an hour and a half.
Yeah, true. Not wrong. All right, so what time will we be there?
Time's recess?
So recess is 10:50.
Okay. All right. What school again?
St. Norbert College in Queen's Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Make sure no other kids try and get in on this.
I'll save you a spot in line.
Thanks, Cindy.
See you then.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, so we're off to St. Norbert College.
Oh, jeez. Cool. Glad you're forking out the bill.
I'm pumped.
Can you pay for my chair?
No, mate. You get the cheeses. Perth is getting the chair. Perth is getting the chair.
This is going to be cool. I haven't been into a canteen for years.
Yeah, I'll bring it on.
People text in 0488 55 929.
What's wrong?
Should Pete pay for the toasties or the bush chook throne?
Let's just go with the toasties.
Oh, bush chook throne.
It's 92.9 South Above. Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis on 882 6PR.
Now, I'm a little bit upset that Millsy doesn't necessarily believe the maths on this one. We'll get to Cindy McIntyre, the canteen manager at St. Norbert's College in Queen's Park, to explain exactly how they know that today, Millsy, at morning recess, they will sell their 200,000th cheesy.
Oh, it's a bit of fun, no doubt about that, but I reckon I could make up a figure and say the tuck shop down the road today will sell their 500,000th sausage roll.
Steve, where's your sense of adventure and spirit for the kids?
Cindy McIntyre is the canteen manager at St. Norbert's. Good morning to you, Cindy.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very well. 200,000 cheesies. How did you calculate that?
It is, Steve. It was a chat over a batch of cheesies, to be fair. We've got one of our ladies, Carmel's been here 10 years. One of our other ladies, Cheryl, 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so the math was 30 trays of cheesies, 8 cheesies to a tray, twice a week, over 40 weeks, over 10 years, 192,000.
Pretty close.
So that was some weeks ago.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we're going to hit it today.
So 10 years ago was when the product was first introduced.
Well, that's when Carmel started. Mm-hmm. It probably was here for a while before that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. That, Millsy, come on, don't focus in on the negatives.
No, no, I'm focusing on the cheesy itself. So today, someone will consume, in the last 10 years, the 200,000 of these. Inside one of these cheesies will be a what?
There's going to be a little voucher that they will then come and redeem at the cafe. They can win a $20 voucher to spend here at the cafe.
Oh, okay. I thought it was free.
Wasn't
it free cheesies until the end of the year?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Well, that's actually the information we were given. It says here, the student who buys the 200th golden cheesy tomorrow will know about it when he or she bites into the cheesy and finds a golden ticket between the bun and the cheese. He or she will receive free cheesies until the end of the year, wedding singer.
I like it. We can add that on. I'm sure we could accommodate.
Right. So you're not worried about someone choking on paper or anything like that?
No, we tested it and it's all safe.
Excellent.
Mr. Positive over there. Thank you, Molly. Now, tell us, how much do your cheesies sell for the kids?
Okay, a plain cheese is a dollar. And the one with the toppings, so something like cheese and bacon or a spaghetti with the cheese, they're $1.50.
Right. And I reckon they'll go very quickly today. Are you going to cook more?
We have cooked more today. So normally it's 240 that we do, but there's a few more trays just to... for the high demand.
Right. And what else is on the menu over there, if I'm not into the cheesy, Cindy?
We have lots of different things, so hot meals such as butter chicken, stir fries. We do a chili beef nacho.
Good canteen.
Yeah, there's a bit of variety, that's for sure. Lots of healthy options as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got to have the healthy options.
You do.
So good luck to the guy, or members of the public can't come to the canteen. Sounds amazing. I'm sure they'd like to, but it's only for students, right?
It is only for students, yes.
All right, well, good luck to everybody today, Cindy. Cindy McIntyre is the canteen manager at St Norbert's in Queen's Park, where they say, Millsy, they will sell at recess this morning their 200,000th cheesy. Why do you want to pour cold water on this?
Because it's not true.
Look, who loves
cheesy's been around since I was a kid. There's no way in the world.
I don't know what's happened to you.
Over the last 10 years, they might have sold 200,000.
Steve.
But over the course of the St. Norbert's, which has been there for a long time,
Stevie.
I think you're selling the cheesy down the road.
I know you.
It'll be more like a half a mil.
I know Adam Lang's gone. You're disappointed. You're flat. Life goes on, Steve. Change does not have to mean the
worst. Good luck to them. I hope the person that wins it enjoys. What do they win? $20.
Come on, Stevie. There's one word for you at the moment. It's lift. 26 after 8.
I'll grab a few people I know.